Welcome all you fellow diggers, let us all unite. Together we will stand and fight for miners' rights. As a bunch we'll not be broken, nor licenses abide. Stand together, fellow diggers, side by side. Early December 1851, news reached Forest Creek, injustice had been done. No digger wanted trouble, but for each and every one, if the miner's fee would double, there'd be some. They came in tens of thousands to hear the miner's voice. When Lawrence Potts addressed them, he said there was no choice. You're the cream of Victoria, the sinews of her strength. Will you bow your heads and take this? Never, cried the man. Come all you fellow diggers and let us all unite. Together we will stand and fight for miners' rights. As a bunch we'll not be broken, though as twigs we be tried. Stand together, fellow diggers, side by side. The foundations of democracy was laid upon that day. The bloodless revolution when the diggers had their say. The government retreated to find another way, and fixed at 30 shillings it would stay. Come on, you fellow diggers, and let us all unite. Together we will stand and fight for miners' rights. As a bunch we'll not be broken, nor licenses abide. Stand together, fellow diggers, side by side. The word from Forest Creek echoed time and time again, at Eureka and at Bendigo, and many times since then. But the spark of independence flared beneath the southern sun on the 15th of December in 1851. Come all you fellow diggers, let us all unite. Together we will stand and fight for miners' rights. As a bunch we'll not be broken, nor licenses abide. Stand together, fellow diggers, side by side. As a bunch we'll not be broken, though as twigs we be tried. Stand together, fellow diggers, side by side. Stand together, fellow diggers, side by side. Stand together, fellow diggers, side by side.